Yirei Hashem. You should be a good friend to those who have Yirei Hashem. Hischaber bechevrasam. You should join in their club and their group. Mechevras poyli oven harchek. You should stay away from the group of people which are poyli oven. They do acts of oven. Va'ahoyv hamochichem. And you should love people who give you musa.
So what's the hepshech?
So, Chavar Tov, Hayel Yirei Hashem, is really true. It's in two directions. One, that you should want to be mekabel from them. That you want them to be your friends. And then you want to be a good friend to them. So Chavar Tov, Hayel Yirei Hashem, you should be a Chavar Tov to them. You should give them what their needs are in the relationship. And then you should be mischaber bechevrasom. And he says, so you have to understand that famous maisa with, they say, the maisa with the Leib Sasser, one of the early Hasidus, says he learned from two drunks, two shikar, what the true friendship is. So, two guys on the street, they're in the street, sitting in the street, and they were drunk. One says to the other guy, "Do you love me?" He says, "Yeah, I love you." He says, "Do you love me? I love you. Do you love me?" You know, they go back and forth five times. "I love you, I love you, I love you." Good, you know, it's good, they're drunk, right? So one says to the other one, says, so what's wrong with me? The other one says, "How do I know? What's wrong with you? What are your issues?" He says, "Well, you really love me, you know what my issues are." And he walks away. That's nice. So Leib Sasser says, a true friend, I care about somebody. I care about him, which means I notice his mildness, I notice his concerns. I'm not blinded by the reality, I understand what it is. And I care enough about him that to want to try and help him and correct him. Now, it's much more comfortable not to do anything. All of us know that reality. It's much more comfortable just to look the other way and not say anything. If I really care about you, I don't have that option. The same way, I mean, in the most minimal of ways, if I see a guy walk in and there's something, you know, on his jacket, so I care, I like him, and I don't want people to look at him like he looks dirty, so I want to go over to him and point out that you have some dust on your jacket, you should clean it up. So nobody has a problem with that. Because I'm not threatening you in any way, I'm saying there's something wrong with you, you're a bad person, etc. So I walk in and I say, you know, listen, I notice that the lights in your car are on. I says, excuse me, what's your business? Don't tell me what to do. It's not your life, it's my life. Nobody's going to do that. No, thank you very much. I appreciate the fact that you notice my lights in my car are on. I don't want my battery to run out. Thank you for pointing out, and I'll turn off my lights. Right? I walk over to the guy and I say, I notice a fleck on your neshama. Like, you know, that's not a fleck on your jacket, it's on your neshama. I says, excuse me? Mind your business. It's my life, you know, you don't tell me what to do. Right? That's our reaction. So that's not an intelligent reaction, but that's how we work. Because since we're threatening me as a person, it's painful. So my reaction isn't, wow, thank you so much for pointing that out so I can correct it and be a better person. It's like, but if you want to hang out with people which are really chaverim toivim, that's part of being a chaver toivim. He's going to point it out to you. So if you're a chaver machichim, if you love to get correction, so it's great. You'll have a great relationship. But if you don't want to get corrected, you're not a chaver machichim. Hachach lechachem lechachem ayaveka. Right. You should be machir to a chacham, and he'll love you for it. You know, why shouldn't I? The same way I want my car, my battery shouldn't run out. But that's just that my battery. Kabbalah, I want you to help me correct myself and do my issues. Like, why wouldn't I want that? So a person who is in a healthy state of neshama, so will be very interested. So part of the chevra taiva is that we want to help each other correct itself. Let's go back to the first point. So a true chavrashaft is that I'm trying to be a chavra taiva to the other person. Rodessa writes a fascinating thing. He writes that. Talk about Chassam Kala. They come to him saying that each one is overflowing with a feeling of emotion that how much they want to be, they want to do good to the other person. So he says, as long as you realize that's your relationship, the man says to the woman, I really want to give what's best for you. He says, no, I really want what's best for you. You'll have a very great marriage. As soon as the conversation is, I want what's best for me, the woman says, I want what's best for me, it's the beginning of the end. Or the mushroom which I use, you know, when I talked about Hassan, there was this fellow named Goldberg. And two Goldbergs both had this great dream. They wanted to make a lot of money. Right? That was their dream. They wanted to make a lot of money. Goldberg wanted to make a lot of money. So Goldberg over says, you know what? If we both want to make a lot of money, we get together and make a really lot of money, right? So Goldberg and Goldberg got together and they made Goldberg and Goldberg Limited Liability Corporation to make a lot of money. One day Goldberg realizes he can make more money without Goldberg. So it's the end of the corporation. Right? So the guy says, I want to be happy. That's my goal in life, I want to be happy. The woman says, I want to be happy. So they decide to make each other happy. So they get together. One day the guy says, you know, I might be happier without her. Right? She said, I might be happy without him. It's all over. If the defining element of the relationship is what I want, so that's it. It's not going anywhere. There's no. It's not standing on anything. The defining element of the relationship is what I can give to somebody else, or how I can help. We can build something together. We can create a reality which is greater than ourselves. So then it has stability. But the person, it's all about what I want. This is one of the issues which I have in the dating process. Right? Most guys, when they date, their focus is in the dating process. I want the wife that I deserve, which gives me what I want. That's what you're looking for in a date. Right? All of a sudden, he gets engaged, and all of a sudden, I tell you, no. For now, focus about what you can give to somebody else. Like, I don't know how to do that. I've just been set the last, especially guys who've been dating for a long period. I've been dating for the last 5 years thinking about me. She's not good for me, she's not enough for me, she's not what I want, it's not what I want, I need, I need it. From that one, it's just about her. I never was trained to do that. That's the challenge which we see in the transformation of being I guess from being an alta bocher to a younger man. So maybe the word bocher is chosen. He's an older chosen being into a young man. It's a different change. Okay, right? So the first thing the Rosh says, chavra taiva heyeli yirashem. You should be a chavra taiva to them. You want to gain from them. It's a tremendous thing. The power of friends and the power and impact of friends have on how they're going to help you become a greater, better person is no question about it. But the first step of the relationship is it's chavra taiva. Yeah, you should be a chavra taiva to somebody else. You can't expect, that your goal is, I want to grow, and this guy, and she was a real great guy, and I want to come and spend this way, help me become a better guy. Right? That's noble. You know, that's good. It's better than wanting to hang out with the guys which are not the good guys. You know, it's Madrega. But you know, Hayesh is a good guy. Mustamba will help me nice about it. Like, but why should he want to hang out with you? I very rarely have the guy come to me with this question. You know, like, should I try to make shachas to so and so? Since that, it's a good idea. I usually don't want to say it because it's not nice to say that. But like, why does she want to hang out with you? You know, that's very deflating to a person if I say that to him. I might just think it, but so what are you offering him? So I tell guys in the talking dating process, I say, I want you to think about what do you think the role of a husband is? What do you think the role of a father is? So, and part of what you're supposed to communicate in the dating process is why you, you know, what you would like to put into a marriage. How much you would like to put into a family? What you believe that is? She would say, "Okay, great. That's what I think the role of a husband should be." Also, you should also define what you think the role of a wife is, because maybe your picture of the role of a wife is, when her picture of the role of a wife is not the same. It's also an issue. Stama, she thinks about more giving than you think about. You just you want to give to her, and she wants it. Sorry, okay. Shouldn't be so cynical. He's chaver b'chaver some. Then he says, "Okay, so you're going to be the chaver tov, and you're going to there, but you should be mischaver b'chaver some. So you have mission and obvious misavik for regleim, shesim samas divreim. The reality is, if you hang out with big people, you become a big person. You know, people which you know, their focus is growth, their focus is Torah, their focus is being tov, being meitiv. So that becomes your outlook." And you hang out with people which are small and petty and treachy, so you end up there also. I once heard this from a very, very special Yid. His name is Rabbi Avi Shulman. Some of you have heard of his name probably. He has a column in the Tate every week about parenting techniques, funeral techniques or something like that. So he's a Yid, lives in Muncie. He's a fascinating person. He was, you know, you've heard of the seed program all over the country. It was his idea. He was one who thought of it. He's one who, he was part of the story. He developed it. And now he moved on to other things. You know, see, he does different things. So he was one of his things. He talks about inspirational talks, etc. So he was telling a story that he used to travel in from Muncie into New York every day. Office in New York, and he finally, how he got to work, you know, it's a schlep and a half, you know. New York, everything you go around the block is a schlep, you know. You go around the block means you have to go this street, one way street, then one way street, then one way street, then you have to wait for the light, and it's coming, makes it, you know, triple park. I mean, it's the concept of ace to go around the block and board park. You can imagine traveling for months. Since time he got there, he was exhausted, bad mood, etc. So Charlie analyzed what the problem was. He realized that everybody in the carpool, he was traveling carpool. Everybody in the carpool was Kretschers. So he said, you know, yeah, if I spend an hour and 15 minutes every single day with a Kretscher, I'm a Kretscher. So he said, you know what, it's going to cost him more if he's going to go by himself. He's going to take the bus, or he's going to drive, it's going to cost him more. And he said, listen to inspirational, upbeat, positive type of things along the way. So he found he had a better day every single day, because he was hanging out with positive people. You know, how do you hang with positive people? So he didn't know how to, it's very hard to make a test, you know. I want to turn your carpool, are you a positive person? You can listen to tapes, your stories or ideas from positive people. You know, they're known to be positive people, Very few people, I mean, that's not true, but you know, many people, most of the tapes out there which are on the upbeat, positive side, the ones in English. So it creates a mindset. So that's Kavah Kerman. You talk about a whole view about what life is about. You hang out with these people, you talk to them, that's where you sit by the Shabbos. Right? You know, I know it's by the Shabbos Suda. There's different units where people sit. So, person, something is that where I want to sit? Is that where that unit I want to be part of? So, you know, at least when they come to my house, you know, there's the middle unit which they sit there because they want to talk to me. There's a unit that sits far away because they don't want to talk to me, right? And someone sits even further away because they only want to. Not only that, I shouldn't even talk to that, right? You know, that's the three groups, you know. Right? So. Does the guy want to be from that group? The whole suit is about talking about whatever. Is it anything bad? No. Is that where you want to be? That's the question a person has to ask himself. Okay.